We begin Ezra Hashem Yisbarach, learning Shas again. And of course, when we begin to learn Shas, we begin with Masechta Brachos. Masechta Brachos begins with teaching us the halachas of Krishma. We all say Krishma every day. And in the Krishma, it says, B'shach b'chav k'mecha. We have an obligation to say Krishma every day. And the Rishonim and Achronim already discuss why does our Masechta begin with Shas begin with Hilchos Krishma. The Rambam says that Krishma is a halacha that applies to every Jew every day. And therefore it's most appropriate to begin Masechta Brachos Shas with Hilchos Krishma. Another pshat that I saw is that the Rishonim say, the Pasuk says, we say it every morning at the beginning of the day, Reshis Chachma Yiras Hashem. Before we learn any Chachma, before we delve into any Torah, we need to know that the most important, the first criteria is Yiras Shemayim. And that's why Shas begins with Krishma, which represents Yiras Shemayim. Another pshat that I saw the Chiddush Arim suggests, is that as we're going to learn in our shir today, according to halacha, the day begins at night. So when a boy becomes bar mitzvah, when he's 13 years old, he becomes bar mitzvah at night. And since he becomes bar mitzvah at night, the first mitzvah that a Jewish boy performs as he becomes a bar mitzvah is the mitzvah of Krishma. And therefore, since that's the first mitzvah that all of us perform as we become obligated to do mitzvahs, it's appropriate that we teach the halacha of Krishma first. And actually, I saw that this concept could be taken a step further. Because as our Mishnah clearly indicates, the Mishnah, the Gemara, we're going to learn immediately, that the Zman for Krishma in our Mishnah is Tzeis HaKachavim. But as Rashi points out, and we will discuss it, Rashi and Tosfos both discuss this important issue, that Krishma could be recited, is typically recited, before Tzeis HaKachavim, before it's really night. Many people daven Ma'ariv early, particularly, we know, on Friday nights. So the question, but the halacha is, that's okay for everybody else. But for this bar mitzvah boy, that the first time he's mechuyev in the mitzvah with the rice of Krishma, he shouldn't say it earlier, because earlier is not yet the date of his birthday. If it's not yet the date of his birthday, he isn't mechuyev in mitzvahs yet. So he should wait, indeed, till he becomes Tzeis HaKachavim. And in general, I saw that Shabina Rav once said a beautiful, important concept. He says, he once attended, the Shmini Rav said, he attended a bar mitzvah together with the Belzer Rebbe, Rabbi Aaron Belzer. And when it came to benching, as is the common minig custom, they asked the bar mitzvah boy to lead the benching. And there was, and he set it on a kais. And when he finished benching, he set it by a priya goffin. And he drank most of the cup, as usually is what all the halacha requires. The Belzer Rebbe insisted that he drink the entire cup of wine. So the Shabina Rav asked him why. So he answered, because the mitzvah of Krish, this is a mitzvah, the first time the boy is benching. This boy is benching Zimun. When you do a mitzvah the first time, you have to do it right. And he brought a raya from a famous Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua asks that on Chanukah, we celebrate Chanukah because of the oil of the menorah that lit for 8 days. They only found one little pitcher of tar, of pure oil. So Pnei Yeshua asks, we know in Shas, the Gemara says many times, Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. So why do we have to have tar oil? We could even have Tumah oil if Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. So Pnei Yeshua says, when it comes to do a mitzvah properly, when it comes to make a Chanukah HaMizbeach, a Chanukah HaMishkan, we don't rely for second best. And that's the lesson we teach the Bar Mitzvah boy as we begin Masechet Brachos. And it's a lesson to all of us that when we do a mitzvah, we should do it right. Another pshat that the Tiferes Yisrael explains is because we know that the Gemara Masechet Menachos Daf Tzadik Tes Amud Beis teaches us by the Evid, somebody said Krishma Shachas V'Arvis. He said Krishma in the morning and the evening. But the Evid, that's adequate to be Mekayim Mitzvah Talmud Torah. So as we begin Shas, and maybe that's the connection at the beginning of Shas and the end of Shas, we begin Shas with the minimum. But the end of Shas is Kol HaShoyna HaLochus B'chol Yoyim. After you begin by learning just the minimum, Krishma Shachas for Arvis, then you could fulfill, then we ultimately, as we get deeper and deeper, will become more connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. Another pshat that I saw is that Rebbe wanted a fashion Torah Shebal Peh similar to Torah Shebiksav. We know in the Seres HaDibris, the first two of the Seres HaDibris, Anoicha Hashem Elokecha V'lo Yiyeh Lecha, speak about Emunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Shas also begins with speaking about Emunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mefarshim, the Rishonim already debate this mitzvah of Krishma that we said we have to say Krishma every day. Is it a Chiv deraisa or Chiv derabbanan? We're going to see later in our Masechta on Daf Chaf Aleph, on an Aleph of Machloikis. Some Rabbi Yehuda B'Shem Shmuel holds it's a derabbanan. Rabbi Lezer holds it's a Chiv deraisa. It's a machlokes rishonim. Most rishonim and achronim are of the opinion that Krishma is a chiyuv daraisa. There is a machlokes. What is that chiyuv daraisa? The Rashba says that only the first pasuk is a chiyuv daraisa. The rest is only with rabbanon. The opinion of the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yoina is that the Parsha Rishonah, that means Vahafta Shema and Vahafta, is the Chiyuv Daraisa. And the Pri Chodosh is of the opinion that even the Parsha of Vahayim Shemaya is a Chiyuv Daraisa. The Tiferes Yisrael teaches us, when a person says, we're learning about the mitzvah of Krishma, so what does a person have to have in mind when he says Krishma? So when you say the words Shema Yisrael, you have to believe that there is a Kaddish Baruch Hu in the world and that the Torah came from him. When you say, furthermore, when you say Hashem Elokeinu, you have to believe Hashem is the Midas HaRachmim. HaKaddish Baruch Hu is the one that gives us chesed constantly, consistently. But also Elokeinu. Elokeinu is Midas HaDin, which represents that if we don't follow what Hashem says, He will chas v'sholem punish us. And when we say Hashem Echad, we have to believe in Tchias HaMeisim. That just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here forever, so too do we believe that every neshama is here forever. So we begin the Masechta Emes HaKor Neshma. What is the time from which we say Krishma? It's a famous word from the Rebbe Reb Zisha, who says, Me'emesai is a lashon of ema, of fear. A person is supposed to say Krishma with fear of Yerushamayim. I also saw from the Divrei Torah, from the Michas HaLozer, that if we look at the words Me'emesai, Koyrin, as Shema, in the gematria of those words is emes. Torah is emes, and the Torah begins Rosh Devorcha. The Torah begins with emes. But I also saw a beautiful word from the Bnei Yisachar. He says, it's interesting that Shas begins with a question and answer. Me'emesai, Koyrin Shema, to teach us a critical lesson. The critical lesson is that the way one could grow in Liman HaTorah, the way one could grow in Rilman HaTorah is not by sitting back. You have to ask questions and you have to look for the truth. And by looking for the truth, that's when you could get to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. So it says the Mishnah Meim say Karish Shema Ba'arvin. When is the time to read Shema, say Shema at night? And many Mefarshim point out that it's interesting that the Mishnah begins with the word Koyrin. Koyrin is a Lashon Rabbim. For example, we have a Gemara Masechet Megillah. The Mishnah Masechet Megillah at the beginning of Masechet says, Megillah Nekras. It doesn't say Koyrin, it says Nekras. And because of that, and the Gra makes this point as well, they say the reason the Mishnah specifically began with a Lashon Rabbim is to teach us that everybody has their own independent obligation to say Krishma. And that's why Koyrin, each one of us has to say Krishma. Krishma is not a mitzvah that we could be yotzer where somebody else could read the Krishma on our behalf. However, the Mishnah Berurah paskens la'alocha l'maisa that we can be yotzer Krishma with somebody else saying Krishma on our behalf. Others say that the reason why the Mishnah uses the word Koyrin, because as we're going to learn, the halacha is that the mitzvah to say there's a mitzvah to say the first pasuk of Krishma b'kol rom out loud. So that's why the Mishnah uses the word Koyrin. Say it out loud. Proclaim HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech Ho'olam. So the time is Mishasha Kahanim Nechnasim Lecha B'Trumasam. We know that Kahanim are entitled to Truma, and because Kahanim are entitled to eat Truma, if a Kohen is Tamei, he may not eat Truma. If he becomes Tamei, he has to go to the mikveh. And the halach is that whenever somebody has to go to the mikveh, they also have to have Harav Shemesh. It has to become, night has to come. So the Mishnah is teaching us when it's night, and the proof that it's night, and the Gemara will go into this more, that's when the Zman Krishma begins. Why? Because the Torah, as we're going to learn, describes the Zman of Krishma b'shachbecha uf kamecha, when you go to sleep and when you get up. And this Tan is of the opinion b'shachbecha certainly is when you go to sleep. We're going to learn if it also means as long as you're sleeping. But certainly everybody agrees that from the time you go to sleep is already night and the time for Zman Krishma. And therefore, that's when Krishma begins. Of course, many Mefarshim ask the question, how could they eat Truma? The halacha is one may not eat before he fulfills a mitzvah. So how could they eat the Truma before the Chiv came to eat Krishma? So the Tzlach says that they are allowed, that the halacha is that a mitzvah you're allowed to do. Eating Truma is a mitzvah. And therefore, since it's a mitzvah, therefore you're allowed to eat, even though it's already Zman Krishma. Others explain that that's exactly what the Mishnah is trying to teach us. And that's why the Mishnah uses the words, Mishasha Kahanim Nechnosim, from when they come in. Why did the Mishnah use the word Nechnosim? So, because they're coming in to eat, but they're not eating yet. Because when Zman Tzeisek HaChavim comes, that's when they come in to start eating, but they don't actually eat because they have to wait until they first say Krishma. Mishasha Kahanim Nechnosim Lecha. I saw another pshat that the Kahanim, this is very much connected to what we discussed at length in Masechet Nida, they needed to be very careful to Kahanim not to become Tamei. So Nechnosim, they went into special rooms where that's where they ate the Truma, not that a Chas V'Sholem, it should become contaminated with them eating it in the company of others who may not be Tar. Till when may you say Krishma Shel Arvis? The Gemara is going to discuss. The night is divided into different mishmeres. And the first mishmer, which is earlier in the night, is when Rav Elazar says you have to be finished by Krishma. Because obviously Rav Elazar's opinion is that the Zman Krishma is when you go to sleep, not while you're sleeping. Chum Imrim Ad Chatzois. Chum say it should be said till Chatzois. And Gamliel Imr Ad Shiala Murashacha. The Zman is the Murashachar, which is 72 minutes before the Nets. Obviously, Rav Gamliel's opinion is that B'shach B'cha means as long as it is the time that people are sleeping. And says the Mishnah, Masu Ubo Banu Mebeis HaMishnah, there was a situation where his children came from the Beis HaMishnah, and they came home after Chatzos, after midnight. Amalai, and they told him, like Kirinu Shema, we haven't yet said Krishma Shal Avis. Amalhem, to which he said to them, Imlai Ola Amura Shachar, if the Amura Shachar hasn't yet come up, Chai Chayav Matam Likrois, you still should lane Krishma. I asked the Mefarshim, how could they have not said Krishma when the Zman came? So the answer the Mefarshim give is that even though once the Zman for the mitzvah comes, the halach is you're not allowed to do anything besides the mitzvah, but if you began doing what you're doing before the mitzvah came, then you're allowed to continue. And since they began participating at this chasana, which is a mitzvah, Simchas Chasana Kala, even before it was man Krishma, they were allowed to continue and not need to interrupt themselves to say the Krishma. Continues the Mishnah. The Lozu Bavar Amru. Not only in this situation was this said, wherever Chazal say that the shir is chatzois, really the night ends by Mura Shachar. Mitzvosan Achiyala Mura Shachar. The Zman is till the Mura Shachar. And the Mishnah gives examples. Hekta Chalovim Veivorim. The halacha is that all kabonis must be brought by day. But the Chalovim Veivorim, the fats and the limbs, may be burnt at night. They may even be put on the Mizbeach at night. But they have to be put on the Mizbeach before the morning. Because the Pasuk says, V'lo yolin labayker. So the halacha is, Chek te'alovim ve'avar mitzvos machiyal ar moshachar. Furthermore, there are some kabonis that are only nechelim l'yoyim echad. For example, karm chatos, which may only be eaten by kahanim, is nechel medaraisa l'yoyim v'layla, for one day and one night. So why did Chazal say you have to eat up the carbon by chatzois? Says the Mishnah, today lahachak adam min aveira. Because Chazal were concerned that if we're going to allow you to eat the carbon past chatzois, you may come to eat it past amud shachar, where then there's a very serious isser to eat the karbonis after that yoyim v'layla are up. There's a discussion amongst the Rishonim that Tosfos is of in Masechta Pesachim is of the opinion that although, as we learned in the Mishnah, there's a din of chatzos, if somebody messed that bad line, he should say Krishma at least before Amud Shachar. He shouldn't lose the mitzvah. Rabbeinu Yoina disagrees. Certainly, Rabbeinu Yoina is explaining the opinion of the Chachamim, not Rabbi Gamliel. He says that the Chachamim, when they instituted that Krishma should be said till Chatzos, what they meant to say was until Chatzos and not past Chatzos. Even though, by saying so, we're losing a mitzvah to say the rice of Krishma. But he explains that the Chachamim have the ability to do so because the Gemara says in Masechta Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Tesa Mabeis and other places. Yesh Koch B'yad Chachomim Leka Dovim Min HaTor B'Sheva Al Taisa. The Chama have the right to say something is should not be done, even though it goes against what the Torah tells us to do, if it means if it's Sheva Al Taisa. Shagas Arya disagrees. The Shagas Arya says that although certainly there is a concept of Yesh Koyach B'yad Chachomim Leka Dovim Min HaTorah B'Sheva Al Taisa, but he says the Chachomim only do so when they're concerned that we may come to violate, do an Aveira. The best example, Chazal said, don't blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah if it falls on Shabbos. Don't take the Dalaminim if Sukkos falls on Shabbos, because you may end up carrying, which is an Issa D'Raisa. Here, if somebody's going to say Krishma after Chatzos, there won't be any significant downside. Nobody's going to do an Aveira. And therefore, says the Shagas Arya, contrary to the Rabbeinu Yoina, everybody would agree that if Chatzos passed, he should still say Krishma when he can. Rashi points out a very important question. Rashi asks that people used to daven Ma'ariv early in those times. How could they daven Ma'ariv early before Tzeis Kechavim if we're learning in our Mishnah that the Zman of Krishma is Tzeis Kechavim? So Rashi says that indeed they're not Yoytze the Mitzvah Krishma with the Krishma they say by Ma'ariv. The reason they say Krishma by Ma'ariv when they're davening earlier is k'day lamed b'tefilah matach divrei Torah. They should daven after saying the Krishma, which is divrei Torah, and the yoytze and mitzvahs Krishma with Krishma alamita. Rabbeinu Tam disagrees, and he says that the people who daven Ma'ariv early are following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that says that this man minchas to plaga mincha, which is an hour and a quarter shahs manias before the shkia, and Ma'ariv, this man Ma'ariv begins right then. The Ri and the Balamor say that they're following the opinion that Zman Krishma is not by Tzeis, it's a little before Tzeis. But if we follow the opinion of the Ri, we can't daven Ma'ariv that early. The Rashba, quoting Tosfos, says if Rashi is right that the Yoytze Mitzvah Krishma shall arvis with Krishma Alamita, we should have to make a bracha. And in fact, there were those that made a bracha because of that before Krishma Alamita. Others, and this is a very important concept, say that the brachas of Krishma and the Krishma are two separate things. And therefore, even though the brachas, because otherwise we have a different question. The question is, according to Rashi, the davening Ma'ariv early, and the same brachas Krishma, but they're saying the brachas Krishma also before the Tzeis. The answer is that even though the Krishma has to be said, as our Mishnah teaches us, after Tzeis, the brachas Krishma are totally separate, and the brachas Krishma can be said even by day. The other nafkamina, which many Rishonim discuss, is if you're going to be Yoytze Krishma, the mitzvah Krishma, Krishma Alamita, so you should probably have to say both whole parshiyos of Krishma, because certainly most poskim hold that, midrabbanan at least, you mekayim mitzvah Krishma with saying, by having to say both parshiyos. The parsha of Yoymer, which refers to Zeche Yetzias Mitzrayim, is a whole different point, and therefore we're not going to discuss if that has to be said if you're being Yoytze Krishma Alamita. We'll speak about that later in the Masechta. Furthermore, typically we say Krishma because we want to have a Shmira, Krishma Alamita, have a Shmira while we're sleeping. But the way Rashi is explaining, Krishma Alamita is not recited because we want a Shmira. Krishma Alamita is recited because we want to be Yoytze the Mitzvah. And indeed, the Rishonim and Achronim suggest that if a person is going to be Yotzer Krishma Shel Arvis with Krishma Shel Amita, he should have that in mind. The Taz in Or HaChaim Siman Reish Lamed Hei Sif Katan Gimel says, if that's the case, that we're being Yotzer the Mitzvah Krishma with Shel Arvis with Krishma Lamita, how could we eat dinner after night if we haven't said Krishma Lamita? So there are those that say, the Pnei Yeshua says, that indeed, if somebody daven Ma'ariv early and he hasn't eaten dinner yet, he should come home and say Krish, and before dinner, if it's already Tzeis HaKachavim, he should say Krish Malamita. It may even be if it's already a half an hour before Tzeis HaKachavim, he should begin dinner. Others say that since they say Krishma Alamita every day, so that's something that's kavua, and we need not be concerned that he's going to forget to say Krishma Shel Arvis, and even though therefore he could eat before saying Krishma Shel Arvis, which is Yotze with the Krishma Alamita. Tosfos also makes a very important point that if somebody is going to rely on the opinion that you could already daven Ma'ariv from the time of after Plag HaMincha, he should be careful. You can't have a mincha late and ma'ariv early. That's a tarta de sasri. Tosfos does, however, point out that the halacha is that tarta de sasri is on one day. You shouldn't have a mincha late and ma'ariv early in the same day. But what you do on different days is not an issue. The Achroinim also discuss, our Mishnah taught us about the inyan of Chazal said things should be done before Chatzos, not to Kedei Laharchak Odom Min Aveira. The Prima Godim says that that's only regarding Krishma. Particularly, we go back to what we discussed in the beginning of the Shir. It's Krishma's a Daraisa. B'mayriv, which is not a Chiv Daraisa, there is no Chiv that Mayriv has to be davened before Chatzos. The Aruch HaShulchan disagrees. And the Aruch HaShulchan says that Ma'ariv also should be recited like our Mishnah teaches us before Chatzos. Ask the Gemara, Tana Hechakoi. Our Mishnah began with the halacha of Krishma Shel Arvis. And what? Where do we know there's such a halacha? That we start with a question, Me'emesai. Furthermore, ask the Gemara, the Su. Why did the Mishnah speak about Krishma Shel Arvis first? Listening to Shachris Bereisha, shouldn't we mention Krishma the Shachris? As Tosfos points out, the Mishnah teaches us by the carbon. The Torah teaches us by the carbon Tamid. The Torah teaches us Tamid Shel Shachar first, and in general, more mitzvahs are done by day. So shouldn't we begin with Krishma Shel Shachris? Answers the Gemara. Tana Krokoi. The Pasuk, the Tan is going what it teaches us in the Pasuk. The Ksiv, as it says in the Krishma, B'shapachav Kamecha. First when we go to sleep and then we get up. Vachik Tani, that's what our Mishnah is teaching us. Zman Krishma the Shkriva Amos. When is the time of Krishma Shel Arvis? B'shashu Kahanim, Nechnasim Lech B'Trumasim. From the time the Kahanim eat Truma. So I saw a beautiful Vart that was said at one of the earliest Siyumei HaShas. Most Mishnayos in Shas, most Masechtos in Shas, don't begin with introduction that this is the din where it was said in the Torah. Why over here do we find that the Tana asks a question and the Gemara says, Tana Krokoi. So, Chazal are establishing now for all of Shas that what is Shas all about? Shas is all about a krokoi. Shas is here to teach us how to understand the psukim of the Torah. And therefore, the Masechta, this that we learn here, a krokoi, is really a concept that's going to be relevant for every sugya in Shas, for every Mishnah and sugya in Shas. V'bayis Eima, Yalf M'Briyasa Shaloylam. We learn from the creation of the world. the ksit, because the pasuk says, as the world was creation, v'yerev v'yivayker. And as Rashi points out, that this is only a teretz why Krishma Shel Arvis was mentioned first. It's not a teretz. Where do we know that there's a chiv to say Krishma at night? I saw a beautiful vart from the Pnei Menachem. He says, if you think about it, why all of a sudden here do we have to talk about Briyasa Shel Olam? So says the Pnei Menachem, if a person looks at the world, it looks at this incredible world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, what is the first thing that comes to his mind? That there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world that created the world. And he immediately declares, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So that's what the Gemara means. When you look at the world, your reaction right away is to say Shema Yisrael. Ask the Gemara, if that's the case, Sefer, the Mishnah later in this perek, that speaks about the Birchas Krishma, teaches us B'Shachar, by Shachris, the Birchas Krishma, and Mevarach Shtayim L'fanav V'Achas L'Chareah, two brachas before and one bracha after. U'Be'erev, and by Ma'ariv, Mevarach Shtayim L'fanav V'Shtayim L'Chareah, two brachas before and two brachas after. Ask the Gemara, but consistent with what we just learned, listening to Arvis Bereisha, shouldn't have we first mentioned Arvis first? And as Tosfos points out, particularly if we're learning from B'shach B'chob Kumecha, so we always discuss Krishma Shel Arvis first. Answers the Gemara. Tana Pasuk B'Arvis. The Tana began by speaking about Ma'ariv for the reasons that were just given. Then he goes on, B'shuv Kumecha, V'adah Tana B'Shachris. While we're discussing Krishma Shel Shachris, add the koi b'shachris, while we're discussing Krishma Shel Shachris, pirish mila d'shachris. So the Tana continues to teach us the halachas of Krishma Shel Shachris, of the brichas Krishma Shel Shachris, v'had the parish, and then it goes on to explain mila d'arvis, the halachas of Krishma Shel Arvis. So we learned in the Mishnah, says the Gemara, Omer Mar, that when does this man Krishma begin? Mishor Shel Kahanim nechnasim lechem b'trumasim. From when the Kahanim begin to eat the truma. Michti, ask the Gemara, Kahanim emes ka'achli truma. When did the Kahanim eat truma? Misha seis kechavim. From seis kechavim, from night. And as the Rishonim explain, night means when three stars, the Gemara Masechet Shabbos says three stars are night. And as the Gemara says there, really three medium-sized stars are night. However, since we're not sure what a small, what a big, what a medium, what a small, we were makbid, the Gemara says that you have to have three small stars. And Rabbi Chanan Wasserman Zatzal in the Kibbutz Shurim has a very fundamental question in understanding this halacha of the three stars. He asks, how do we understand what the three stars represent? Do we understand that the three stars represent a simon? When I see that there's three stars, that's why I know that it's night. Or does the three stars make night? What's the nafkamina? He says, let's say you have three people, or three pairs of Adam. Each one saw only one star. But in total, they saw three stars, three different stars. If the stars are what make the night, if the stars are what make the night, so it has to be one pair of Adam that saw all three stars. But if it's just a simon, it doesn't need that the same pair of Adam should have seen all three stars. So ask the Gemara, so shouldn't the Mishnah just said, Tseisa Kechavim? Answers the Gemara, Milsa Agav Orcha Kamashmon. Kahanim Emesa Ka'achle B'Truma. At what point made a Kahanim eat Truma? Mishas Tseisa Kechavim. But Tseisa Kechavim is when they're allowed to eat Truma. V'ok Kamashmon. And what is the Mishnah teaching us? The Kapar Loi Ma'akva. As we learned in Masechta Nida. certain times when there's tuma, azov, azava, it's not adequate that they wait the required amount of time and go to the mikveh and have Harav Shemesh, but they also have to bring a carbon. Says our Mishnah that as soon as Seiska Chavim comes, they're allowed to eat truma, even though they haven't brought yet the kapara, the carbon. And this was indeed taught in a brisa. The pasuk says, regarding the Kohen who became Tamei and went to the mikveh, Uba Shemesh v'tohar, teaches us the brisa, be a shemshoy makfosim alecha b'truma. We need to have the night should come in order that it should be able to eat truma. Ven kaparosoy makfosim alecha b'truma. But nothing else is required for him to be able to eat truma. Ask the Gemara, memai dahai uva shemesh. Who says to explain that the pasuk ba shemesh means be as hashemesh, that the sun went down? V'hai tor, and tor means tor yoima, that the day passed. Dilma, what it means is bias oiruhu. It means that the light came up. Umay v'tor, tor gavra, and the person became tor, because it means that the next day has begun. So once the next day has begun, carbon can't be brought at night, but a carbon can be brought in the morning. And maybe what the pasuk is telling us is, wait for the next day, bring your carbon, and then and only then may you eat truma, answers the Gemara. If that's what was meant, Amar Rabbah B'Sheila, Im Kein Le Mekra V'Yitaher, that he has to, V'Yitaher means that the Kohen has to actively do something. Why does the Torah use the word V'Taher, something that happens by itself? To teach us Tar Yoima. The day passes all by itself. And we're learning from here, as soon as the day passes, Tiram Inchi, Erev Shemsha, the night the sun goes down, the earth Kayoima, and the day passed, and the Kahanim may eat Truma. Says the Gemara Marava in Eretz Yisrael, Had the Rav Bar of Shela Lashmilhu. They didn't hear this drosha, the Rav Bar of Shela taught us. And they asked the question. They asked it this way. How Uvar Shemesh? How do we understand the word Uvar Shemesh? Does it mean be a Shimshehu? Does it mean that the sun sets? Or my Tar, Tar Yoim, the day passed? Or Dilma, be a Sairahu? Does the Tar, be a Shemesh mean that the next day came up? Or my Tar, the Tar Gavra, that the person has completed his purification process? How has he completed his purification process? By going to the by bringing the carbon. Says the Gemara V'Hod Apostolim Ebraisa, they brought a Braisa. Because the Braisa says, Sim L'Dover Tseis Kechavim. The Simin is Tseis Kechavim. Shema Minah, we see from here that Bi Shimshai, that the definition of Bo Shemesh is Bi Shimshaihu. It means that the sun sets. Umay v'tar, and therefore, how do we explain the word v'tar? It means tar yoima. But it's very interesting. I saw from the Bratzina Rav in the Shas of Tshuvas Be'er Moshe Chelek Zayin Simen Kuf Tezvav, and Michas Yitzchak discusses this as well in Chelek Vav Simen Pei Dalet. In a world that we live in, people are constantly traveling. So let's say somebody begins the day here in America and he starts traveling to Eretz Yisrael. Let's say it's a fast day, or we just finished learning Masechta Nida. It's the last day of the Shiva Nekiyim. So we began the day here in the United States, but by the time he's on the plane, it'll become night and he's traveling towards Israel. It'll become night much before it's night here in America. Can he consider night from when it's night wherever he is? Or does he have to consider night from where he is now? So our Mishnah says, Tzeis kechavim. The Chum say, Mishosh shekaharim nechnos lechol trumosa, which is Tzeis kechavim. Why did the Tana, says the Debrei Tzina Rav, connect these two halachas, Achilas Trum and Tzeis kechavim, to teach us that everybody's Tzeis Kechavim depends on where you are now. It doesn't depend on when you bring the carbon, as the Gemara just taught us. And it doesn't depend on where you started. What's the raya? The raya, he says, is that for Krishma Shal Arvis, there's no question that Krishma Shal Arvis depends on where you are currently, not where you started the day. And if our Mishnah says, as we just finished learning, that that's the halacha even by Truma of a Kohen, so we see for all areas of halacha, these you go according to where you are currently. Continues the Gemara. Amamar, we learned in the Mishnah that when does this man Krishma begin? Mishor shakahanim nechnasim lecha b'trumasai. Ask the Gemara of Reminu, but we learned in a different Braisa. The Braisa says, me'emis akarin shema ba'arvin, mishoni nechna lecha pita b'melech. From when the Oni comes in to eat his bread, at sha'ash oimer lepata b'toich sudasai, until he finishes the meal. So immediately comments the Gemara. Sefer Vadi Palagamas Nisan. The second part certainly disagrees, because it says that Zma Krishma is only until you finish, the Oni finishes dinner. Reisha, which says the Zman is from when he come, from when the Oni eats, is that in disagreement with our Mishnah or not? Because as the Rishonim explained, the Oni, the poor person, can't afford a candle. And because he can't afford a candle, we need to assume that he eats dinner earlier when there's still some daylight. So it's not Seis Kechavim, says Marloi. Oni v'koin chad shiurhu. It's all the same time. Ask the Gemara, how could you say that it's the same time? And right away, Tosfos asked the question, how could Oni eat if he has to say Krishma? And here we can't give the Tzlach's Teretz that it's a mitzvah to eat truma. There's no mitzvah dafka to eat dinner then. So Tosfos says what we have to say is that there's man Krishma is a little before the Oni eats his dinner. Vermini, but ask the Gemara, there's another Braisa. The Braisa says, Meim se maschilin likris Krishma barvis. When does man Krishma begin at night? Mishosh b'nei adam nechnosu lechel pita barvis shabbosos. From when they come to eat the Suda and Erev Shabbos, which everybody begins to eat earlier. Although there's a very interesting discussion here in the Sefer Shorim Mitzion Balocha, that he says that there are Paiskim that are of the opinion that even though you're allowed to make Shabbos early and begin your Suda Shabbos earlier, but you have to eat part of the Suda Shabbos at night. And even though he says Kiddush, you could make by day, but the Suda Shabbos must be done by night. He then quotes other Achroinim who disagree. But clearly, our Gemara teaches us you could certainly begin the Suda by day. The Chamamrim, Mishasha Kahanim Zakayim Lecha B'Trumasa, from when the Kahanim can eat Truma, similar Dover Tseis Gechavim. Vapish Ein Raya Dover, that the day ends when it's Tseis Gechavim, Zeich Ledover, Shnemar. The Pasuk says, regarding the people who were building the walls of Yerushalayim, a pasuk in Nehemiah. There were people doing the work, they were holding the spears. And there's another pasuk. At night they watched, and by day they worked. So stops the Gemara and asks, my Vaymer, why do we need a second pasuk? Because maybe you say, Michi Erev Hashem Shalailahu. The night is when the sun sets. V'ini, but these people, because they were anxious to do the avoda, building the wall, they kept on working. The mechashki, they worked even when it was past the day ended. Mekadmi, they began before the day begins. Toshma, no. The pasuk says at night they didn't work. At laila, they worked. For, they did mishma. They did watching. V'yoy melochem. So says the Gemara. Now we're assuming kasalkadachar the oni, the time when the oni eats his meal every day. When people eat their Shabbos meal, Chachiru is one time. Now ask the Gemara if we're going to say, as we said a moment ago, V'amrit Oni V'koin Chachiru, the time that the Oni eats his meal, and the time that the Kohanim Kiri Truma is the same time. So everybody's saying the same time. Chamehen Rameya, where's the Machlaikas? It must be Shvamina Oni Shirul Chod, the Kohen Shirul Chod. They're two separate Shurim. And the Kohen's man is a later man than when the Oni eats his meal. Says the Merloi, no, I could still hold Ani v'kayin chad shiur, that's the same time. V'ani b'nei adam, but the time where the Ani eats his meal every day, and the time that people eat their meal on Friday evening, lav chad shiuruhu. But the Gemara continues, v'ani v'kayin chad shiuruhu, how can you say that the Ani, when the Ani eats his meal, and when the kayin eats the truma at the same time, for many, there's another braisa. The braisa says, me'emesai maschilin klir shma ba'arvin, when can we say Krishna at night? From the time that the day becomes from Bein HaShemashas, when we have to start keeping Shabbos. Divrei Rebbe Elazar. Rebbe Shuaymer, from when Tekanim keep the Truma, which means Seske Chavim. Remei Oymer, Mishar Shekanim Toivu L'Melech B'Trumasam, earlier, when they go to the Mikvah. Amalei Rehuda, so Rehuda right away asks, V'le Kohanim B'Yomei Toivu. You could go any time during the day. Can you say Krishna during any time during the day? Rav Chanina continues, the Mishnah says, for when the Ani comes to eat his meager meal. For when watch people, most people begin dinner. Makes the Gemara's point. If you're going to persist in saying that the time that the Ani eats his meal and the time of the kohen is the same time, so that we have a question, where's the machlokes? El lav shmami no. From here we clearly have a proof. Shur the Ani l'chud, v'shur the kohen l'chud. And the zman of the Ani is a different zman than the zman of the kohen. Shmami no. Ask the Gemara Haimene Milcher. So now that we've established it's not the same, which is earlier, which is later, answers the Gemara, Mestaber the Ani Milcher. It makes sense to say that the Ani is the later time. The Amrit the Ani Mukter, if you're going to say that the Ani is the earlier time, so Rav Chanina, who in the last price says that the Zman is from when the Ani comes to eat his bread, is the same as Rabbi Lezer, who says when Shabbos begins, Elav Shmamina. Shabbos begins earlier, and later you have Ani Mocher, the time when the Ani eats Shmamina.